AT&T connects an ode to podcasts.
Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio.
Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to the Instagram stories. As always, there are new Instagram features to talk about, so let's get right into it. Instagram had a blog post on their about.instagram.com page, new messaging features now available on Instagram and Messenger. The Instagram team has slowly been rolling out new features to Instagram DMs, and today they announced something called Watch Together. Here's how it works. When you enter a video chat with someone using Instagram direct messages, you can then watch IGTV, Reels, and TV shows together in real time over the video chat. Watching together is a really cool concept because you both can see the video and you can see each other's pictures as you watch the video, which is really nice to be able to see the reactions of your friends for what you're watching. To help launch this feature, Instagram has two news shows series, one with Post Malone and the other with Avani Gregg. The first is called Post Malone's Celebrity World Pong League, and the second one is Here for It with Avani Gregg. Both of those are exclusive to Instagram DMs and Facebook Messenger through this Watch Together feature. The next thing that Instagram is rolling out is personalized chat themes to make your conversations more interesting inside the DMs. There's not too much to say about this other than there's a BTS theme, so if that's something interesting to you, definitely check it out. The third thing that Instagram is rolling out is a new vanish mode. It's coming soon, and it's an opt-in feature that makes messages that you have seen disappear after you leave the chat thread. The idea behind it is when messages that you're sending are something that you want to share in the moment, but you don't necessarily want it to stick around, you can turn on vanish mode, and then when you exit the chat, the messages will be gone. You can send texts, memes, GIFs, or reactions in this manner. To turn it on, you just swipe up on an existing chat thread, and then that will automatically turn on vanish mode. Swipe up again, and you're back to your regular chat. To start with, only people who are following each other on Instagram or who are connected on Messenger can use Vanish Mode in one-on-one chats. Vanish Mode is 100% optional. You choose whether or not you want to enter Vanish Mode with someone. If someone takes a screenshot of your chat while you're using Vanish Mode, you get notified about it. And of course, you can block someone or report a conversation if you feel unsafe for any reason. Vanish Mode is slowly rolling out on Instagram DMs and also Facebook Messenger. In other news, the scheduling software Planoly analyzed thousands of Instagram posts to come up with when businesses are seeing the most engagement on Instagram and therefore what the best times are for you to post. Here's the quote from Planoly. We sat down and analyzed thousands of anonymized posts made by Instagram users on Planoly. Factoring in likes, comments, saves, and followers, we were able to find the best time for you to post your Instagram content for each day of the week. They made a huge graphical chart, which I really like a lot, because it even breaks down the times by cities and time zones. If you've ever looked at your Instagram analytics called Insights, you might have found the information to be a little bit vague. For instance, in my case, when I look, I see that my followers are online from basically the time I wake up until the time I go to sleep. It doesn't really indicate any time is better or worse than any other to post since my followers are awake all the time. However, with this recommendation from Planoly, I think you can definitely experiment and see what works best for your particular audience. You can go to blog.planoly.com and find their article there about the best times to post on Instagram. That's it for today's show. Come back tomorrow for more Instagram news and Feature Friday. That's where we talk about a feature of Instagram that you might have used and then forgotten about, or maybe you never knew existed at all. Until then, if you could do me a favor, if this show has brought you some value, if you could leave a review for it on Amazon.com, that would help other people to find the show and benefit from it the same way that you have. Just find the show on Amazon.com or wherever you listen to it and leave a review. it would be greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening.